And as part of that, he noticed what was going on in his experience. And above all, he noticed fear, because he was living in the jungle. He noticed that he was scared, deeply terrified of these spirits and the shrines where they lived. And he decided, he says in this sutta, to confront that fear directly. And the whole of the jungle was dangerous because it was a spirit realm. But in particular, there were the places where the spirits lived, the trees where they lived, and the shrines under their trees. And because the spirits were propitiated with sacrifices, these shrines were probably strewn with, you know, decaying animals and so on. So you simply didn't go there except to perform a sacrifice. Or if you did go there, you really didn't go on certain nights when the earth's energy was roused, when the spirits walked abroad. And these were the nights of the phases of the moon. So Gotama thinks, okay, I'll do that then. I'll go there. And he describes it in a beautiful description. There in the darkness or the moon cast shadows, I would hear an animal approaching, or a peacock would break off a twig, or the wind would rustle the fallen leaves. And I thought, is this it coming now? The fear and dread? So he feels the fear rising up in him. And he asks himself, what am I doing here, waiting for this to happen? And if it does happen, why should I not drive it out? And he says that he just decided that if he was sitting and this fear coursed through him, he would carry on sitting. If he's standing, he'd carry on standing. If he's walking, he'd carry on walking. If he's lying down, he'd carry on lying down. In other words, whatever arose in his experience, he would turn towards it and he would face it. And here's an important point. He was facing it as an experience, whereas his culture had told him to face it as a spirit or as a god who needed to be propitiated. So what we see in this moment of the Buddha's career is his capacity to internalize what has been presented as being outside him. Not to say that he didn't believe in the spirits, but what his focus was on was his relationship with them. And he found that he was able to transform that by becoming aware of it. And that if he could open his awareness to that experience, he could face any fear, any dread, no matter how deep it went. And in the sutta, the fear and dread, he says, and after that, I practiced the four absorptions, which is the stages of meditation, meditative absorption, and I became enlightened. As if one leads to the other. So he's essentially saying in that the key to my enlightenment was facing my own mind and transforming my relationship with everything that had been projected out onto the outer world as spirits and demons. And I just want to throw in a little suggestion. If you know anything about the Buddha's life, even seeing a movie like Little Buddha, you probably are familiar with the figure of Mara, who is a demonic figure in the legendary versions of life. And actually this goes back even to the early texts, who arises up in front of him at the point of his enlightenment, just before his enlightenment, and challenges him and expresses his doubts. And my suggestion is that this sort of fear and dread, this encounter with the spirits and his willingness to face it, is actually the same incident that we have in the Mara story. That Mara was, if we take him out of the realm of legend and place him back in the realm of religious practice, that Mara was one of the spirits that people worshipped. And he was felt to be a real force, a real presence in the world. And the Gotama actually confronted him. And the model here that we could say is the shaman's encounter with the spirit world. But where the Buddha differs from what a shaman does, a shaman engages with spirits and may subdue them, may engage with them. The Buddha, his focus is on his mind and how he's perceiving these spirits and how he's responding to them, how he's relating to them. And in that way, the Buddha escaped the fear of nature that pervaded his culture.